Disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School en la 89.0 o en radio.usal.es.
Hello and welcome to this new episode at Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. Happy Thursday! Then today we have a wonderful radio show featuring our super teacher at Hello from Ireland, Mr. Ross. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Bea. It's an absolute honor to be here and happy November. It's almost Christmas. Can you believe it?
Absolutely right. Yay. So Mr. Ross has been so kind to be our guest star in our episode today at Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. He's in fact also a law student at University of Salamanca, participating in this Erasmus program from his university back in Ireland. So once he got here, we had the pleasure to meet him at Hello to welcome him. And right now we're holding together a series of legal English classes for research groups of professors from the law faculty. Besides some of the lessons as children, college students, professionals, all that with the wisdom and enthusiasm from Mr. Ross. We're so honored to count on you. Mr. Ross, we would like to know first, how did you choose to come on an Erasmus program to University of Salamanca out of many other choices, I guess?
Well, Bea, that's a fantastic introduction. Thank you so much. And as you might guess by my accent, I'm actually not Spanish. I am from Ireland. And as part of my degree, part of my degree program, which is law in Spanish, I have to spend a year abroad in Spain. And at first, it was quite difficult to narrow down a place to go to. But believe it or not, Bea, Salamanca is actually really popular back home. And it has a brilliant reputation. Lots of Irish people, in fact, come to Salamanca on holidays. And people in the year above me at university have came here in previous years to study for the year abroad. So everyone came to me and said, Ross, you must go to Salamanca. And I have to say, they were completely correct. It's such a brilliant city. It's such a beautiful city. And I haven't regretted coming here once since.
Absolutely. Then what is the name of your university back in Ireland, Mr. Ross?
Okay, yes. So I'm actually originally from a small town in Northern Ireland called Strabane. And I go to the university in Ireland called Queen's University Belfast. And it is in the capital of Northern Ireland. And it's a fantastic university. And I really do miss it. But the one thing I really do not miss is going to class in the rain with my umbrella, because in Salamanca, you certainly do not have to worry about rain and umbrellas.
Not on a daily basis, at least, even though yesterday. Then, Mr. Ross, are there any basic differences in education on the delivering of the lectures, on the syllabuses, between Ireland and education here in Spain, in Salamanca?
That's a really, really interesting question, Bea. And I think in general, there are lots of differences between Spain and Ireland. Of course, the weather is the first one that comes to mind. But of course, things like language, things like culture. Something that also really surprised me is the time that Spaniards eat at. Because back home, we're so used to eating at 5 or 6. But here, it's not until 9 or 10 or even 11. But with regards to the schooling system, I feel that we actually have more similarities than we do differences. I actually have the pleasure, as you've said, Bea, at the start, of teaching at a school here in Salamanca. And I have to say, I really see so much similarities between that school and the school that I go to back home. I mean, the students are always so eager, the teachers are always so dedicated. And of course, whether you're in Spain or in Ireland, everyone is counting down the minutes until class ends.
Absolutely. I mean, our students are eager because you're such an excellent teacher, I have to say. What about university? Are lectures similar? Do you have to deliver projects on the same basis? Is it based on the same formula, let's say, or is it somehow very different?
No, again, I think there are lots of similarities between back home and here in Spain, and that actually helps a lot with the integration process, so that you don't feel so isolated or not welcome here. And I think that really does help, that there are lots of similarities, definitely, yes.
Ah, I see. That's so great to know for all our students here choosing back home your universities, that the reverse question. Then once you decided to choose an Erasmus year abroad, did you sign up for any students associations as ESN? That's the way, fortunately, we got to know Mr. Raz, because as well as Elsa, we're also partners with ESN. Then thanks to them, because we raised a note on an opening for jobs for super teachers at Hello English, Mr. Ross kindly applied, and we ever since we've been so blessed to count on him. So how was it about ESN? Did you sign up with them back home? Was it here?
Yes, but you're totally, totally correct. And for those of you who don't know, ESN stands for Erasmus Student Network, and that is the body or the organization on campus that unites and brings together all Erasmus students from all around the world. And it's a fantastic organization, and there's so many different and fantastic events and opportunities. Some of the ones that come to mind immediately is the Intercambios, which I would really encourage all our listeners to go to. They're every week, every Monday, and you can practice your Spanish and practice your English. It's fantastic. I also really enjoy, this is my guilty pleasure, I really enjoy the karaoke nights, although when I go in saying, most people cover their ears. But other opportunities, Bea, as you say, is the opportunity, and the one that I'm most grateful for, is the job opening at the wonderful school Hello Salamanca. And it's something that was a real natural fit for me, because I do have some experience teaching in the past and I loved it. And as well as that, I really adore the English language and the Spanish language. So to me, applying to teach English to Spanish people was such a natural fit and such an obvious choice. And I really haven't regretted it since. It's a fantastic, fantastic school.
Oh, a million thanks, Mr. Raz. We couldn't be more blessed to count on you. Then once you decided to sign up with ESN, I guess you got assigned a buddy here within their buddy program. Apparently here our partners have a buddy program where international students, once they arrive, you have sort of friend waiting for you here so that the culture shock is less of a problem. In fact, in the case of Europeans, I don't think the culture shock is much, because as you said, cultures are very similar. Now we live in a global world, but sometimes when they come from very remote locations, having a buddy here certainly helps. Together with a very exciting program, along with these karaoke nights that you mentioned, but they have amazing program here, ESN, in Salamanca. We also held a masterclass with them for their members, which was a masterclass with some Spanish, you know, to get to know the basics once they arrive, which is always super exciting to get to know you guys. But then the case of Mr. Raz, I guess you might not have needed a buddy, though it's an interesting option. And did they help you with the accommodation? Was it something you had planned beforehand? How did you get to all that? It's quite an adventure, isn't it?
Yes, definitely, Ben. I think that's part of the fun, being such an independent adult. And I definitely think that's part of the experience. With regards to the buddy program, yes, it really is such a fantastic program that the ESN offers. I was actually buddied with a lady that studies law at the law school here at Salamanca, and her and I have messaged and we've talked, and it's a really, really lovely having a friend here before we even arrive, because making friends anywhere, not least in a foreign country with a different language, can be difficult. But already having that friendship established before you came is such a welcomed relief, and it's fantastic. And ESN is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant organization. It is.
Wow, we're so happy to know all this from you. In fact, we have a pending invitation. He could make it today for our current president at ESN, Mr. Jose Antonio. So he promised to come on a full coming Hello English Radio Universidad Salamanca radio show in order to get to meet all of you super listeners and certainly Mr. Ross and Laura, of course. We just wanted to get an insight of this program with you as a member that you are. And then, so once you arrived here, you had the buddy, you got your place to live, you got your first lectures at university, you get to know about us. How was it?
Yes, at first it was such a culture shock because, you know, being in this place with a foreign language, with different food, with different timings, it really is so different. And I think what doesn't help is the fact that you really miss home. And I know my mom said that she'd be listening into this, so I definitely have to give her a mention. I definitely do miss my mom, and homesickness definitely is something that you struggle with. But honestly, I think it takes not that long to find your feet, because the beauty of Salamanca, the city, is the fact that although it is a city, it's quite a small city. And it's really fantastic because it's inevitable if you go for dinner, if you go for a walk, if you go to the shops, you definitely will bump into someone that you know or a familiar face or a friend, because it's such a small city. And maybe you wouldn't get that in a bigger city like London or Madrid, but I definitely think that helps. And that's definitely part of the reason why I chose Salamanca, because it's such a small, comfortable city. And that definitely helps with the integration into Spanish life.
I see. Of course, your mommy words and mention, like an honorable mention here, that you miss her and her delicious Irish dishes so much, certainly. And then, Mr. Ross, what about your experience so far at Hello English as a super teacher, the most enthusiastic teacher ever and the most devoted, I have to say.
Yes, I'm really so grateful, Bea, to you, and I still am so grateful for giving me the opportunity to come and teach. It's such a brilliant experience. And what I love about the job, obviously, we're such a family, and that's brilliant, but I love how the job, no 2 days are the same. So one day I teach young children, the next day I teach young professionals, and then another day I teach law professors a course in legal English, and I love the diversity, and that really keeps it interesting. And of course, we have a wonderful director in Bea, which definitely helps, but it's such a brilliant experience, and I really am so thankful that I took that leap and I applied, and I haven't regretted it since. It's fantastic. It truly is.
It's us who are blessed to count on you, Mr. Ross Gallagher, our super guest star today at Hello English, Radio Universidad Salamanca. Then, super listeners, I will unveil what is upcoming in the following weeks. We certainly have Thanksgiving Day, that is, as you know, the fourth Thursday of November. Then we'll be bringing one of our fantastic American teachers at Hello English in order to celebrate together, because our radio show, Hello English, is on Thursdays. That's why we can't wait to celebrate with you and to tell you everything about traditions and ways to celebrate Thanksgiving back in the US. So now for today, million thanks our super guest star, Mr. Ross Gallagher. Thank you for coming and see you back at Hello.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you. And happy November, everyone.
Happy November. Bye-bye.
I woke up to a morning sky first, baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then I walk where I'll be shaded by the trees, by a meadow of green, for about a mile. I'm headed to town, 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 in style, with all my favorite colors. Yes, ma'am, I got all my favorite colors.
birds fly, fly, see them fly. And gray clouds, or white walls, or blue skies, we gon' fly, feel alright. Buddy, help me feel alright today. Now we gon' yeah. They sound like a
disfruta mientras perfeccionas tu inglés. Escucha cada jueves a las 5 de la tarde a Beatriz Calle de Hello School Salamanca en el espacio Hello English. Beatriz te conduce cada jueves por todos los vericuetos de la lengua inglesa en el aula 89 de Radio Universidad de Salamanca. Y ya sabes, para ser cool, escucha a Hello School en la 89.0 o en radio.usal.es.